Real Country B1049. That is Reba and Take It Back. It's 729. We've got some light rain falling right now. We're at 41 degrees, high of 49 today. And Mark Scotch from the Oregon Trail is on the phone line. He kicks off his bike ride today. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, TK?
Doing good. How's the weather in Denver?
Raining and about 48 degrees.
Oh, boy. are you going to bike ride in that today?
Well, I hope to.
Yeah, okay. So this is actually the kickoff to the, what is it, the Oregon Trail 6.5 we're up to now?
Yep. It's the second half of the traveling out to California to donate part of my liver.
Mm-hmm.
So last spring I rode from L.A. to Denver, and this is going to be from Denver back home to Plover, and it'll commemorate the donation of the liver to Little Selena.
Yeah, and we were talking about that, a little bit about that last week when you were here in the studio, because you've, you've donated one of your kidneys, and then you're able to donate a sliver, they call it a sliver, of your liver, and maybe you can explain that a little bit.
Well, liver regenerates, so if a person needs a liver and a person wants to donate, they'll take either the left lobe or the right lobe, typically, but in my case, they took part of my left lobe and put it into a little 9-month-old little girl.
Wow, and her name is Selena, right?
Selena.
Excuse me, yeah. And so... now Liliana is there with you, and she's the mom, right? And Liliana, how are we doing with the liver, and how is everything going?
We're doing great. She's grown a lot since, so really healthy, doing all the things that, you know, we thought we would miss out on just because of her need for a liver. So we've been able to see her grow nice and healthy.
Oh, that is great. Now, is it back to being like 100%? Everything should be fine? Is that what you're hearing?
Oh, yeah. She's 100%. She can do everything, kids her age. I feel like she's little, but I feel like she's very surpassed kids her age and the things she does.
Well, that's incredible. With just a little sliver of a liver that will do that into and so everything hopefully coming back to like a normal life then, right?
Yeah. She's been normal, like occasional doctor's appointments every 6 months to a year, but other than that, she's been healthy out of the hospital.
That's amazing with what technology can do. And Mark, you started that. You had to go over to, was it California, to do the sliver of the liver donation?
Yeah, most of the liver transplant centers for living donation in the United States have an upper age limit, typically anywhere from 55 to 60, and at the time I was 67, so I was too old to donate and get evaluated in Madison, where my wife and I both did our kidney donations. So I knew that USC Keck in California would take an older person like me if my health was good enough, but I flew out there in October of 2022, got evaluated, found out I could donate, and then I did not have any person in mind, so I just did what's called a non-directed. Then after my Oregon Trail ride that next spring, I went on live on the registry, so to speak, and they found a match with me with little Selena. And she was born with something called...
biliary atresia?
Yeah, then you can explain that, can't you, Liliana?
Yeah, it was the bile ducts weren't working properly, so she wasn't able to like get the nutrition she needed or pass anything that she needed to get out of her system as well. So it had caused her bilirubin to go up, and it was attacking her liver.
Yeah, so her liver wasn't able to do the work it does for purifying the blood and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And they do have a kind of a temporary surgery if they catch it right away, but it wasn't caught till like 6 months, so she was not eligible for the surgery, from what I understand. And so it gave her a pretty tight window on getting a liver, or you know, not getting a liver.
Mm, wow. So, Mark, this is like two lives you've saved and changed. How does that make you feel?
Oh, I'm just glad that I was healthy enough to do it. That's mm-hmm. all. I mean, the reward is just the interplay.
Yeah. Now, tell me about your trip coming up. You're kicking things off today. You already said you got like a mile in to it, but it's like a 1900 mile trip. So what's going on today and through the week?
So we're going to be doing the kickoff at 9 o'clock here at University of Colorado Health, and it's Ansuch Hospital. We found an RV park a mile and a half from the hospital, a mile and a half from where Liliana's staying at the hotel. So everything's right here close. I'll be kind of scooting my bike back and forth. Right after this interview with you, I'm going to meet with the office of both U.S. Senators from Colorado, their staff, and we're going to be talking about the End Kidney Deaths Act, the national initiative we're trying to do to incentivize kidney donations so we can help save more people that need a kidney.
Hmm. Wow. That's huge. Did you ever think the little bike ride you started many years ago would come up and be as big as it is right now?
No. Of course. Well, it's not on my bucket list.
I guess not. This is amazing. You're doing great stuff, though. We appreciate that. And you guys, you'll keep us updated throughout your trip?
Yeah, let's do another update in Kansas City maybe in 10 days or so.
Only 10 days. You'll get there, right? Wow.
That depends. If I get a west wind today, it might be 9 days.
That's a good deal. Well, we appreciate you both checking in with us, and we appreciate that. Thanks, Liliana. Thank you, Mark. And we'll look forward to talking to you, Mark, in about 10 days.
Okay. Thanks, DK. Sure appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you. That's Mark Scotch. It's from the Oregon Trail 6.5. Now, if you want to get more information about his and updates about his trip, you can go to their website. It's theoregontrail.org, and it's all about live kidney donations and obviously liver donations too, where you can help save a person's life. And we've been talking, I think it was five, 6 years now with Mark. He's been doing many of these trips and boy, doing some great stuff too. So we appreciate that.